Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build the big business. Now, listen, we're coaching you here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. All right, guys, so we're here in a new series, and all I can tell you is just a continuation of God preparing you for expansion and helping you understand that all you have to do is put in the work. We talked about how important it is to put in the work in your mind, and that can't happen without you connecting to and staying connected to God. And so we're going to be in a new series called How to Let Gratitude Be Your Number One Attitude for Success. And our foundational scripture is going to be Deuteronomy 26 and 11. You want to get that ready, because first we got to go to the Lord, because, oh my gosh, it's so much to be grateful for. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today. Today, this is the day you've made, and we're so glad and joyous we're here in the land of the living once again. Dear Lord, we thank you, oh Father God, for your grace and your mercy. Wow, how gracious you are, oh Father God, that so often we don't get it right, but yet you give us another opportunity to come to you. Father God, on today, we want to ask that your living spirit, your Holy Spirit, increase as your servant decrease on today. Let him have full reign here over Power Start Your Day as he is guiding and directing us into all truth and bringing all of your word into our remembrance. We're grateful, we're thankful, oh Father God, for what you're going to have us to learn, what we're going to actually implement, and the new things that you are doing in us and through us. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, family, so I need you guys to know something. You know, we won't be able to take any callers on this morning. I am actually heading to Las Vegas. Las Vegas, wow, just to think about where the network marketing industry has taken myself and my family. I am just absolutely grateful. I mean, just to think this this life of mine that I thought I was designing, but it was God all along. It was God all along that was designing all of the trials and tribulations that led me to making a decision to be a part of network marketing. And first thing I want to say is I am so grateful to God, and I also want to say I am so grateful for network marketing. There's so many people in my life I probably would have never met had it not been for this industry. And so I want us to turn to Deuteronomy 26 and 11 for you to learn how to let gratitude be your number one attitude for success. There's so many reasons for this. We're going to unpack this over the week here, but I need you to know that first, Deuteronomy 26 and 11 says, "So you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given to you and your house, you and the Levite and the stranger who is among you." All I'm telling you, family, is that gratitude is going to set the stage for God to give you more, for more good, great, better things to happen in your life. When we start thinking about having the attitude of gratitude, it's nothing more than a mindset, a solid mindset that gives us the perspective that more is coming. Many of us forget to just give thanks for how far we've come. I can tell you one thing, as we are striving for success, and it's different for everyone. What success means is different for everyone. I don't want your desires to be so much that it will blind you to what God has already done for you. Gratitude is something that's going to allow you, just like Eckhart Tolle says, it's going to allow you to acknowledge the good that you already have in your life. It's also the foundation for all abundance. And gratitude is the foundation for all abundance. And John 10:10 says that Jesus Christ came that we would have life and that we would have it more abundantly. And that it's extremely clear that the things of this world would have us all messed up, would have us thinking that we don't have enough or we don't have what it takes or it's never going to happen for us. But gratitude is going to help you stay encouraged, not discouraged. It's going to reduce stress so you're not always distressed. And it also is going to keep you focused and on track, as many of us are distracted because we forget to say thank you. So I can tell you this, there are a few reasons why we are going to definitely push into an attitude of gratitude. I want you to start your 72-hour. I want you to start your 72-hour journal. Your 72-hour gratitude journal. We're going to keep this going. I want us to make this a habit now. Why? Because, you know, gratitude is going to open the door for many more relationships for you. An attitude for gratitude is attractive. It becomes a success magnet. It also is going to help you psychologically. Half of the things that we worry about, we find that later on there's no need to worry at all. We also are going to know that gratitude is going to help us become better leaders. Gratitude will help you keep an attitude of humility. We always talk about what Dr. Monroe says, that you know what? You want to remain humble before you have to be humbled. Gratitude will keep you in that powerful place of self-love and high self-esteem. When you are operating in the attitude of gratitude, you are going to be willing to reduce that competition, comparison thought process that keep people down. That's holding you back from your next level of success. You're looking at, why not me right now? Maybe you got to increase your gratitude muscle. And so, guys, listen, I know this is going to be an amazing series. I'm so, so grateful to be with you guys here. I'm going to be coming live to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, giving you also some insights of what's going to be happening. I think at the GoPro, they're saying sometime they expect about 10,000 people. And I'm grateful to be able to serve our industry in the capacity as God has opened the door for. But the reason I get up every day and I'm here at Power Start Your Day with you is so that you can understand that your day is coming. But gratitude is what's going to open the door for God to give you more. Listen, I love you. We'll be back really soon. Start your 72-hour gratitude journal, and then we're going to move on. I want you to try at least 3 days. People are so inconsistent. I want you to try at least 3 days writing down each day, things that happen in your life, no matter how simple, no matter how small, and definitely no matter how big. You got to be grateful for the small things for God to give you bigger. And so with that being said, I say bless you. Have an amazing day. Go out and share some information with folks that will change somebody's life.